So, we are in the Lenten season. This is my first year choosing to give up something for Lent. Not that what I gave up is really anything huge. I'll just share with you my small, tiny smoking habit that decided to show its ugly head. That's out of my life right now. And drinking any alcoholic beverages. Not because it was a problem, but just to see how I feel. Interestingly enough, it gets you to thinking, no matter really, I think, what you give up, that little thing that says, hey, let's go. Nope, we're not going to do that right now. So, not that that's a big thing, but it just gets the blood moving, the thoughts being produced and different things. And so I'm just going to share with you kind of what's been going on in my brain, and hopefully it all comes together in, in a thing that's going to bring us back to Jesus and the table here. Matthew 6, 25 and 26 says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? So I was just curious if you've ever, just, you don't have to answer, but just thinking, have you ever chosen to detox yourself? You know, there's these different detoxes, the lemonade diet with the cayenne pepper and the whatever, right? There's a liquid fast, or maybe even a type of fast that helps remove toxins. There's all these different ones out there, right? And so, and thinking about the Lenten season and recognizing and studying about Jesus's fasting, this got me to thinking about what happens to our bodies when we fast, like physically, what happens. So I wanted to look it up, because I know that when we take in liquids and stuff, our body does digest things differently than when we take actual food and we have to actually masticate. It tells our body a different story of what it's supposed to do with what we're doing, which is interesting. So in the first 4 hours of fasting, after you eat, is the anabolic growth phase. So your body starts using up the energy that you just consumed for whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. Then 4 to 16 hours, the second phase kicks off and lasts about 16 hours from your last meal. It's called the catabolic or breakdown phase, when all those extra nutrients start being released from storage to be used for energy. So it starts pulling from different spots, right? Then in 16 to 24 hours, glucose in the cells and glycogen in the liver and muscles begin to dwindle rapidly, which causes you to burn the stored fat. So now you start pulling from all those heavy reserves. And your energy demands at this stage likely haven't changed much. So you're still kind of going along. You're doing okay. 24 to 72 hours. Of course, now they talk about, don't forget to include a physician in your fast. You want to be guided in this. Once you pass 24 hours of fasting, your body will enter a state called ketosis, where you're reliant on burning your fat stores for energy. As fat cells are broken down for energy, ketone bodies are created and released into the bloodstream. So they act as fuel for the brain when glucose is scarce, so that your brain can still function. And it can lead to a major uptick in your cognitive performance, mental clarity, and general sense of energy and well-being as you enter into a multi-day fast. 72 plus hours. Once you've been fasting for 3 days or more, your body enters a deep state of ketosis. Research suggests longer fasts can help your body become more resilient to stress and exposure to toxins, and that certain hormones produced at this stage can have beneficial anti-cancer and anti-aging effects. So bottom line, fasting is a powerful tool for improving your body's longevity, and it can have a really transformative impact on your health. Interesting. So, this brought me to the thought that our bodies are designed to handle fasting. And when done properly, our bodies may even thrive through a good fasting. So, if you think about your faith practices, and you decide to fast and detox, removing the things that bring about distraction and negativity to your mental state and spirit, imagine the spiritual growth that can come from it. What type of bond could build in your personal relationship with Christ when you allow the noise and distraction to wash away and spend time alone with your Savior? Matthew 6, 16 through 18. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. It's not about a show, right? It's not about talking about it. It's not about what it is that you're fasting from or what your choices are. It's about what it's doing to you from the inside out. And thinking about Easter and Lent, and Jesus is fasting. I thought it was interesting that after the 40 days of fasting, that's when he was tempted, when his body was clean, when he was as close to God as he could get, right? In the present state of his being where he was on earth as a human, that's when he was tempted. So don't be surprised if that happens, right? So easy when you start tearing apart these things that are destructive, when they just keep nagging at you and they keep tempting you and they keep saying, you know, come hang out with me. And you're like, nah, I'm good. So it just brings me, I guess, joy and really gets my wheels spinning to think about, you know, what Jesus did and what we're capable of doing, what our bodies are designed to do. And we're, you know, created in God's image. So it makes sense that it would all come together in those moments when we rely on him the most, when we're ready and willing and open to what he is saying. And Jesus took this all the way to the cross and gave up all of that so that we could have this freedom. So if you would join with me in receiving